Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Menards Film Room. Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network, takes us through some Detroit Lions film, some film that undoubtedly includes that very tough defensive line.
Yeah, you got the tough defensive line. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the changes that Detroit's probably going to have to make. We're going to assume Calvin Johnson will not be able to go. There's some other question marks in the names of guys like Reggie Bush. So offensive firepower for Detroit could be challenging.
This is probably the dumbest question you'll hear all day, but without Calvin Johnson for the Detroit Lions, like you saw in the Bills game, how much of the offense changes?
It changes quite a bit because Stafford's losing his go-to guy. And, from a coverage standpoint, you can focus more on the run instead of having to worry about, Megatron all the time. So not having his presence out there is really going to change things.
Let's see what these Lions look like.
All right, Paul, let's start with something that's not going to change, and that's really the Detroit Lions defense. And the main thing with the defense, as we all know, is Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley in the middle. And they are very, very problematic. As you can see, that they caused a lot of headaches here against Carolina. Nick Fairley here able to make a play in the backfield for a tackle for loss. Now, the key, when I looked at this, the first thing I thought of was the underfront we used to play back when Tony Dungy was here. I mean, yep. Picture this being Carlos Jenkins. Cool. Picture this being Roy Barker. And then you have the cock nose a la Henry Thomas. And the reason that they turn is so he could play into the center. And it does not allow an offense to run to the cock nose because there's just too much going on. There's need three guys to block these three. And the nose tackle should never be reached by the center. Think John Randall over here. But Johnny would normally line up and then slant to that position.
Yep.
But you can see the issues that they have blocking it up front. They just don't have enough bodies, Carolina doesn't, to square all these guys off. And then Ndamukong Suh is here, and then Fairley can beat this guard underneath. So
Matt Khalil's brother, Ryan Khalil, getting pushed.
Exactly. So just by alignment, they're given Carolina a lot of issues, which results in what should have been a tackle for a loss. He might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Now, Reggie Bush, is he going to be there or not? But, he's still a very, very good player. And you look at right here, these guys are about head up, and you would think that at least be able to push him out of bounds or make the tackle.
Ooh.
He's got that speed. He still has that burst. And right where you think he's going to be tackled, has that nice cutback, and boom, he gets himself in the end zone. So
what happened to that bad Green Bay tackling in our game?
Yeah, exactly right. And he loses his helmet. But this is a nice little play development. You got the tight end coming back over here just to kind of freeze these guys from behind for just a second. When Reggie Bush with the speed. And, look how quickly this play develops. The safety sits here. He doesn't see anything, and by the time he realizes what's going on, it's too late. So Reggie Bush still has a lot of steam, and again, he's a little bit nicked up right now. Hopefully that'll slow him down a step or two against us, and that'll help us out. Now, one of the things that without Calvin Johnson, what are they going to do in the passing game? Well, they do still have a lot of talent up here, and one of them we're going to talk about is this receiver up top in Golden Tate. And this is just a nice rapport between Tate and the quarterback because right here, normally what you're going to see is you're going to see a seven route and a tight end in the flat, and you'll see this corner. What he decides to do is that he's going to jump the outside route because he's expecting it. Now they run another receiver here to pull this safety away, and this thing just opens up really nicely. So as soon as Tate breaks outside, boom, corner jumps outside, he rolls in, bang. And that's what Stafford can do, is that he can communicate with his receivers and get the ball out there in a hurry.
Look at this coverage on Calvin Johnson on the far outside. Well, you may not see it here. Two guys on him immediately all the way down to the end zone.
Right, and this is exactly what they got. They have him bracketed down here.
Wow.
And so what's going to happen is without his presence, you're not going to need those two guys, which, could again, it's going to help us out. It's going to really change. It's really going to change the passing game. It's really going to change how the Vikings will want to defend this play. So what can Anthony Barr do and help? You'll see the outside linebacker from Buffalo against the tackle. You get a much better view from the end zone.
Jerry Hughes.
Yeah, this is Jerry Hughes, and he's going against Riley Reiff. And what ends up happening is that Riley Reiff doesn't have enough of an anchor. But you see, this is one of the things when we talk about a linebacker is this angle. His body angle, the push, the leverage. His feet are almost already crossed because of the speed threat, so the offensive tackle does not have much of a base. And the other thing that you'll notice is that they're collapsing the pocket nice, but Stafford does not want to scramble. He does not want to take this route. He likes to stay in the pocket and throw.
Yep.
And boom. And they had a nice little opening up right here, which is probably where they're going to want to throw the football. But it'd be nice to see Anthony Barr be able to play with this kind of leverage. That's really the only thing that we haven't seen out of him. There's a speed component, which is getting up the field to get this lineman's feet all messed up. And then comes the power component. He puts that left arm right in the chest and bowls him back into the quarterback. So if Anthony Barr can get out there and combine that power with that speed and play with some leverage, I think we could see some of that this weekend.
In this Bills game, Matthew Stafford was sacked 6 times. The Vikings defense will have the assistance of the TCF Bank Stadium crowd later today. You think this defense can get to Matthew Stafford hopefully close to 6 times?
I think they can get to him multiple times if we can get him in a position where they have to throw. You know, without Calvin Johnson, they're going to want to come in here, control the ball, run the ball, let their defense try to hold us and keep the points down. So if we can get them one-dimensional, then, yeah, I think we can get close to that.
Offensively speaking, with Teddy Bridgewater back today, what changes with the Vikings offense? What stabilizes?
I think the linemen up front. I think that was the biggest difference when we had Teddy in there as opposed to Christian Ponder, was that offensive line with that read option that has to be respected by the defensive line. A lot of those guys up front just to fire off and shoot forward. That they did not have against Green Bay. They seemed like they were a little bit more on their heels. So hopefully that confidence and that shooting off the football by the offensive line will be there.